Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. Dear fellow believers in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, recently someone purchased a computer from one of the major manufacturers that sells their products by mail order. The computer arrived and they connected the various wires, got it all set up and running. But they weren't quite sure what the mouse was for. And so they called the company's customer support line and said the computer is working very well, except she couldn't get the foot pedal to work. I think this pretty much illustrates maybe one of the problems of modern society. The electronic devices we buy and use are becoming more and more technologically sophisticated. And yet at the same time, people supposedly are becoming better educated. At least a greater number are graduated from colleges and universities, and a greater number are also going on for advanced degrees. But the irony seems that in spite of all of this, that people are increasingly demanding that the devices they use become more and more simple. You remember maybe one of the complaints over past years about one of these devices, namely the VCR. People repeatedly complained that they couldn't get it to work properly. They didn't really know how to program it, and so they became very frustrated. And so the manufacturers have accommodated them. With the newer models, all you have to do is look up a very simple code number in your TV guide, punch it into the machine, and it will record the program you have in mind. And so have the same case has been with the operating system for our computers. Sometime past, you had to remember a long list of keyboard commands that you had to punch in to get it to work. Well, now all you have to do is take your little mouse and click on an icon on the desktop, and it will open whatever program you want, seemingly very simple. But still we hear the complaint that the computers are not simple enough. Too technologically sophisticated, and it seems amazing with the higher education you have as many complaints about simplicity. But not everything gets simpler. You may feel a little intimidated by all those owner manuals that come with your electronic devices. Sometimes I wonder if we could put them all together in a collection. We might have a reading list somewhat comparable to that for a PhD degree, and we might feel like the perennial doctoral student or graduate student that goes to his advisor and says, well, now, what really do I have to read? Surely not all of it. And so we look at those manuals and we ask, well, what do I really have to read to make this device work? Or you may remember sometime back, if you go and look at one of the vintage automobiles, the dashboard had sometimes more knobs and buttons on it. Knobs for lights, for throttles and chokes and a number of other things. Then they became more and more simple. Less knobs and buttons. The little dials became what was called idiot lights. But now it seems to be going in the opposite directions. You not only have knobs and switches for your lights, your trip meter, look at the control panel for your radio tape CD player. You may have 10 buttons or knobs or whatever. And the same may be true for the heater, defroster, air conditioner unit. And if that isn't enough, you have controls in the hub of your steering wheel, on your door panel, on the side of your seat, and maybe in the header above the windshield. It seems like sometimes things get more complicated. In a way, it's like that with religion too. In our text, Paul starts out with references to the Old Testament righteousness by the law. We know the complexity of that Old Testament law. There was the moral, the ceremonial, and the political laws. Quite elaborate, quite difficult, and impossible to keep all of them. But then Jesus simplified our relationship with God and made our salvation much easier. He abolished the ceremonial and the political law, kept only the moral law, the Ten Commandments, and then reduces them to two basic themes or summaries: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Much more simple than when you read all those laws required of Israel in the Old Testament. And then he even makes it a little bit simpler, as he says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And he inspired St. Paul to say to the jailer at Philippi, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." In John 3:16, you notice that the initial actions are God's actions. God does the first loving. God incarnates his Son. And then when he asks us to believe, we also know that we are able to do this by the action of God through the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives. Things got quite simple, but then over time they seem to have become more complicated again. And so the church, much like the manufacturers of modern technological devices, began to make faith and theology more complicated. When the church in the fourth century summarized its faith in the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed, it's really a rather short statement and really quite simple to understand. And then when it wrote the Chalcedonian definition in the fifth century, again, a very short paragraph or two on that great mystery of the relation of the natures in Christ. And when expanded in the 7th century on the matter of wills in Christ, again, it was a relatively short statement. But then you get into the Middle Ages, and you have Thomas Aquinas coming up with his Summa Theology, a very long, elaborate, complicated philosophical work. John Calvin writes his Institutes, and Martin Luther himself is not known for a paucity of words. And even when you learn theology in this institution, one of the basic texts over the years has been the three-volume work by Pieper. A little more complicated, perhaps, than our text: confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. And even our instructions for people in the faith may use the catechism. Quite short, but even when that ends, I'm sure all instructors in the catechism end the class or the instruction by saying, "That's only the beginning. There is still much, much more to learn about the faith." And so, like the manufacturers of modern technological devices, we really know that if their devices aren't simple to use and operate it, they will not sell, or they will not sell as well as they hope. And so God knows too, I think, that if salvation is not simple, not many people will finally be saved. And so St. Paul knows how simple it is to be saved, and he reminds us of that today. In verse 5, he mentions the difficulty of being saved if we had to rely upon keeping the law of God in all its dimensions as it was expressed in the Old Testament. Then he also says, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, who will descend into the abyss to bring Christ up? We don't need any intermediaries to do this for us. It's not some Herculean or heroic task that is required to bring about our salvation. Christ, very simply, has done it all for us. And salvation is as simple as verse 9 of our scripture reading. Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. Everyone can do that. Salvation cannot be made any simpler. Today we commemorate the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. And the confessions were written to make doctrine simple. They summarize, they define, they clarify a more doctrinal, complicated doctrinal system. Their purpose is to preserve that simple truth of verse 9 of our text. Or as maybe we more commonly say, we are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. It's so simple, you can't misunderstand it unless you want to. And may God grant that we will never want to misunderstand this very simple truth of our eternal salvation. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.